Hello and welcome to this week's Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call, live and guided. Actually, not live this week. This is a pre-recording because of my schedule here during the holidays. I'm Dan Dugan, and I'll be your guide during this call, this dive into the depths of the remembrance and our teaching this week, which is about love. It's this kind of time of year, this time of year when we're together with family and people that we don't see as often as we'd like to, and that experience of love is likely in, amidst all of the chaos that this time of year brings. So we'll talk about that. I'll do a short teaching about love and how the remembrance can help you deepen an experience and expand that experience of love. And but I always start with why we do this. So we have a commitment to and a belief in a world that flourishes, where every living thing, every living entity can thrive. And we believe that business as a activity that we all engage in every single day on an individual and larger scale is a powerful, maybe the most powerful medium or vehicle for moving the world in the direction of flourishing. But to do that, we need masterful leaders. And a masterful leader is a person who can lead from their inner wisdom, from their essence, their state of from a state of balance and centeredness versus their ego. And to move in that direction, we need to practice being masterful leaders. So the remembrance is a key tool for a masterful leader, and we offer this as a support system for the people that we have worked with who have been exposed to the remembrance and who are interested in deepening that practice and making it more of a daily ritual, a daily habit. So that's why we do it. And so let's dive into love this morning. Love is the ever-present driving force of life. Love never goes away. Love accepts and contains the opposite, hate. Hate cannot accept and contain love, because hate eats its host and then itself until it collapses, and then love emerges again. It's kind of like a new plant that after an earthquake or worse than that, a nuclear holocaust. I'm thinking back to the days, the end of World War II and Japan and what was destroyed and what was leveled in the life it appeared to be eliminated, but it has reemerged, and that's what love is about. Love is the basis of life. It is the driving force of life. Love is, hate is not. And people get confused about that and think that there's a equality to that, that different side of the same coin. But in my experience and my reality and the teachings I've dived into and my own experience of it is that actually love is the strongest force around, and it is a gift given to us. It is the water in the ocean that we swim in. It is the air around us everywhere that we breathe. These are manifestations of love. So hate can't do that. And it can be powerful, and it can be damaging, and it can be horrific, but it can't surpass or suppress love, which feeds life. So this time of year, it's you know, it's important, I think, to touch back into that and be reminded of that. And it's, we're kind of, our hearts are open this time of year because of, you know, the holiday spirit and the gatherings that we're a part of. And even for those that might be listening who have experienced some loneliness this time of year, because that exists as well, know that love is available to you as well, to everyone, all the time. It's never not available. It's ever present. All we need to do is tap in and open ourselves to it and trust, and it will show itself and it will fill us. So let's do that. Let's dive in. So we always start where we are, checking in with our physical, emotional, and mental state of being. That's the animal part of us as human beings. And then we're going to move and check into the state of our heart, our spiritual state of being. Well, this is just to find out what are we up to right now? What's our current state of being, so that we have something to compare to after we've done a little bit of remembrance. So we don't have to be in any particular state for the remembrance to work. It always works, even if we're not sure how, or we're not experiencing it in very, very strong. But trust that it is working. So, well, let's check in with our physical state of being. Notice your, how you're feeling, your body feels as you sit in your chair, or maybe you're on the floor. But at the points of contact, your bottom of your feet, your sits bones and gluteal muscles in the chair, your back against the chair back or the wall, if you're wherever you're making contact. And notice the quality of that connection. Does it feel soft and supple? Or is it hard and unyielding or somewhere in between? And feel the weight of gravity. We're held here on Earth by that phenomenon. So you can actually feel the effects of gravity if you tune in. And the quality of that gravitational pull or pressure. All right, now let's go back to the bottom of our feet. And again, noticing that connection. Allow your skin, bones, muscles in your feet to open and melt into the floor. You can actually intend and experience that happening. So try it out. Same with your rear end in the seat. Same with your back against the chair back or the wall. All right, good. Now with your attention on your feet, the bottom of your feet, and if you tune in, you'll also notice there's some other kind of action going on, a tingling maybe an electrical sensation, some sort of vibratory activity. This is energy flowing from the earth through your body and out again. We're all connected. We're part of this flow. So notice that and allow yourself to follow that flow, that energetic flow from the bottom of your feet, up your ankles and lower legs and knees, upper legs, hamstrings and quadriceps, to your gluteal muscles, your genitals, your belly. This is both inside and outside. That flow is moving. Lower belly, lower back, stomach area, solar plexus, middle back, upper back and shoulders, And if you notice you're holding tension anywhere, you can, as you notice, which is what this is really about, is this awareness, you can just relax those areas where you're holding tension. So tune into your chest, feel that flow into your chest. Again, notice any constriction or contraction. Your throat, back of your neck, down your arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, a lot of energy in our palms of our hands. If you tune into there, you may notice some heat, or kind of a spot of energy in the middle of your palm. Back to your throat and chin, mouth, cheeks, nostrils, eyes and eye sockets, forehead, scalp. And now, checking that all out, noticing how it all fits together, noticing the flow, noticing the changes in the flow, the different quality, long word, how the flow feels different in different parts of your body, and how it may be, slowed down or stopped in some areas. Notice any places of discomfort. This is all about awareness, nothing to fix or change. It's just getting our starting point. All right, now, what's your emotional state? This time of year, there could be very relaxed and comfortable, or it could be very amped up with, lots of friends and family and activities and things to prepare for and stuff to take care of. We're kind of in that aftermath of Christmas and, looking forward to the new year. So maybe it's a time of reflection. So what's your emotional state? And then finally in this animal realm, your mental state. And so that's what's the activity level in your mind. Not so much the content, just the activity level and the quality of that activity. Does it feel smooth, calm, scattered, kind of down, or upbeat? Just notice. And these are all attributes and aspects of our humanness, our animal humanness, so it all works together. Our thoughts trigger emotions, which trigger physical activities. Sometimes studies show that it's the physical response, the reaction first, and then the emotions become apparent. But whatever, it's all a mix, mental, emotional, and physical. All right, let's check the state of our spiritual being at this time. We do that by checking on our heart. So bring your attention to your chest and imagine you're inside your chest, a couple inches about below the midpoint of your sternum. And in there is your heart, not the muscle that moves the blood in your body, but the spiritual heart, your core, the core of your essence. So what is the state of your heart? How open and soft and receptive is your heart? How heavy or light is your heart? We talk about the heavy heart, or heavy-hearted and light-hearted. And what are the eyes of your heart looking at? Out and up, to the sides, behind, wary, looking down, sad. It's all tied together. Okay, so this is the state of our heart to begin with, and the state of our physical, emotional, and mental beings. So let's add the remembrance, but before we do, let's take a couple of breaths that can help us go deeper. So take a big deep breath and hold it for about the count of four, and exhale for four, and hold for four. And just repeat that a couple of times. And on the exhalation, allow yourself to relax and drop in even more into your heart. Okay, so now add your remembrance to your heart, and I'll give you further instructions. But just repeat your remembrance word or phrase that represents for you, that symbolizes for you, that opens the door to the source of everything that you need, could ever need, anytime, anywhere. 24/7, 365. So keep remembering, keep repeating, and notice what happens. If you find yourself in your mind, just very, very normal and common, just use your breath that we practiced to take you back inside and keep remembering, keep repeating your remembrance word or phrase. So keep going, letting go, dropping in. And opening to receive everything that you need. But specifically in this particular remembrance session, opening to love, setting that intention. Allowing it in. Love. Love brings life. It nourishes the heart. It cannot and will not harm you. Provides safety and inspiration. And home. Love appears in many forms. It can be a knowing, it can be a warming, sense of expansion, in the image of people in your life that you love, because love is reciprocal. It is reproducible. Love opens and shares. It doesn't close or shut off or separate. It includes. So how is love present for you right now? Just notice how it's showing up in your being right now. It is endless, will never run out. So open more. Drink it in. We're going to go for 3 more minutes. Love permeates life at all levels. It's the earth, the foundation. It is the lifeblood that supports us in our growth, both inner and outer. It is expansion. It is joy and elation. It is strength. It is comfort. It is sustenance. Okay, so thanks so much for being part of our community. Thanks so much for your willingness to open yourself, to learn, to drink, to experience the love that's available. This is a pre-recording because of my schedule, as I mentioned at the beginning. So I'll be sending this out right after this call, and I'm including a gift of love with it. You may have already heard this or seen it, but it's a sonnet written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, the playwright and star of the play Hamilton, that he read to the audience when he was accepting the Tony Award, one of the Tony Awards that Hamilton received. And it speaks directly to love in a really, really powerful way. So I'm including that in your recording email, which will go out in a few minutes. So enjoy your family, open your heart, drink the love, share the love. There's plenty for everyone, and have a wonderful, flourishing day and week and new year. Goodbye for now.